Welcome back in to Press Row here on ESPN 95.3. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. And what a wonderful time to bring in Hugh Morrow, friend of the show, president and CEO of Ruby Falls. Hugh's been caught in the gridlock like I've been today. It is a Cummings Highway parking lot, a Broad Street parking lot. So Ruby Falls right now sitting just a couple of hundred yards above a bunch of gridlock. Hugh, how are you today?
I was just lucky to get here. Gosh, it was gridlocked both ways on Broad Street. Normally it's just one way.
Yep.
Wow.
And of course, you were sitting in the dark yesterday. Of course, you had the power go out yesterday, and now you got gridlock.
Gridlock and the trees falling and hitting the lines on the Guild Trail. It was a crazy day.
All right. Got a bunch to get in with you because you've got, once again, the battle below the clouds is right around the corner. But wanted to bring up a couple of things. I was telling Wells in the first segment that your dad, was named Alabama's top athlete for the 1945-46 school year, football, basketball, baseball. He's one of those guys that I wouldn't want to mess with. I wouldn't have wanted to mess with even in his latest years. But what was so funny about him is he still looked like he could go about business, but he absolutely would melt around your daughters. And of course, your oldest daughter, Carly, is one of our most loyal listeners out in Arizona.
Yeah. Well, Carly is arriving in revenge land because she now has two daughters, Izzy and Maddie, and if they're anything like her, I wish her the best because they will be active. She will rebound 1,000 basketballs a day and do it what her parents did. But we're so proud of all three of our daughters. And funny story about my dad: I took him to Tuscaloosa to see her play against Alabama. And when she played for Kentucky, and he was sitting next to me, and he leans over and he goes, "I hope they beat the blank out of us." And the interesting thing was, he said they and us. So he was still an Alabama fan, but he wanted to lose.
It's the only time he ever pulled against Alabama, isn't it?
It was hilarious. So sitting there in Coleman Coliseum, that's all he said. Didn't say another thing the rest of the game.
All right, Hugh, you got some unbelievable FaceTime during the UTC-Illinois game. You're standing there right behind Wharton and Angle, and that had to be kind of it had to be an awesome 39 and a half minutes and then just a gut-wrenching final 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was one of the best, and I've done a lot of these things, but it was one of the best athletic events I've ever been to where I guess there were 500, 600, maybe 700 Mox fans there, and they were rabid. It was so much fun. And then when T.O. came and sat down in front of me at the halftime, I knew I was going to be on TV, so I had to start behaving and quit screaming at the referees. And so I kind of settled down. But, I did. My phone lit up about like Lamont did, as he was saying yesterday. So,
and you've just come from UTC, right? I would assume Coach Earl and Coach Poppy won their respective introductory news conferences.
Yes, I was there, and it was Mark Wharton just does a great job, and two just incredible people, and meeting them and talking with them, and look forward to getting behind them and supporting them going forward.
All right, let's talk about you and what you do for a living. As president and CEO of Ruby Falls, the battle below the crowds has become an annual staple. Saturday, April 23rd, you always have a knack making sure all the spring games come and go to where this is your day. Talk about the seventh annual battle below the clouds.
Well, the neat part about it is it's for a great cause. All the entry fees and most of the revenue goes to the Atlanta's Love Foundation, which is Jim and Cindy's foundation. They named after their daughter, Lana, who died after an unbelievable battle with neuroblastoma. And they have a foundation that supports families that are stricken with pediatric cancer and helps them to fund events and things for them to do. But we've also this year we've got 12 teams. We're booked solid, and we actually have a waiting list of teams that want to get in. So it's
wow.
become a very fun event for people to do it. And most of the people that are doing it are amateur smokers, people that do it in their backyard, and they want to do a contest. Love Lookout's got a team in it. They've been in it for 7 years. So that'll be a lot of fun. You ought to come down and join them because I know you get into those events some. But it'll be very competitive, and they'll go from 5 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon.
All right. Are you looking to, with a waiting list, are you like the college football playoff now, looking to expand next year? Will the 8th have a larger field?
I'm a traditionalist, so I still think we ought to keep it at 68 and 4, but that's just the way it is.
Well, at least you don't go BCS and go back to 2 and cut teams.
Yeah, well, no comment on that. But anyway, I think expansion is a possibility. We built our new parking lot across the street. Now, if we can figure out a way to move over there, we may go to 20 or 28 teams. So, but again, the whole thing is about its quaintness and its focus on the kids who come up. And, you know, we've gone 2 years without having them up here because of COVID, and just hope they and their families will be up and join the, I mean, we got face painting and characters and two bands, and Naked River will be up here selling some of their fine established beverages, and we'll have barbecue and chips and things for people to buy and purchase. And so, yeah, it's really a neat festival in honor of the Atlanta Beth Foundation.
Of course, and I've told you before when you've been on here, what y'all have done to Ruby Falls the last few years with the expansions and just how nice every addition looks, you know, with the zip line, all the fun stuff that y'all have done. I was going to ask, are you guys humming back to pre-COVID numbers now, or are you still feel like you're almost all the way back and not quite back? Are you back to those pre-COVID days?
Yeah, we are back, but right now we're under construction in some areas. Our cafe is being totally renovated in the lobby of the castle, Ruby Falls Castle, and that'll open up in May. So when we get that back, it's going to be a little more of a gathering place. We'll have the ability to feed all the guests that arrive, and now we have a place to park them all. And we've added some other exterior things to the building. So looking forward to get all that complete and just enjoy the summer with hopefully a lot of guests visiting Chattanooga.
All right, I got to ask you an Alabama football question because, I mean, we've known each other long enough we can go back and forth on different topics. By the time – it kind of reminded me of what happened to North Carolina Monday night. I mean, by the time 5 minutes were left in that game, North Carolina was absolutely beat up. Have you gotten over Alabama – you know, with no Mechie and no Jamison Williams down the stretch against Georgia, do you concede that Georgia was the better team, or are you one of those that's like, you know, if we had our horses, it would have been a different story?
Well, I think there's a couple things I want to say on this if I got time. I think we would have scored some more points. And I'm not so sure we would have stopped Georgia from scoring more points either.
Right.
If they'd had to. So that's kind of my feel on that. And you know, the same thing kind of happened to us down in Tampa with Bo Scarborough going down and Eddie Jackson being hurt. So, but listen, that's like the Hickory coach says, my team's on the floor. And you got to have people that step up and play. I like to have seen them in the game, but that's part of football. Another thing, David, I guess we've been, 7 out of 8 of those things, and they've ended in losses 4 times. I've attended 3 of those, and we've won it 3 times, and I haven't been at any of those.
Uh-uh.
So I think I'm probably going to get axed, and nobody's going to give me tickets anymore. So, because I have not been there for a victory and only been there for the losses. So
I did not realize that. I did not realize I've seen Alabama win more natties than you have in recent years.
Yeah, you have. You have. I missed. I was at Tampa. And
I was at that one too.
Ohio State game in 14, which was probably more disheartening than any one I've been to. The Tampa one was pretty bad too. But you know, you just get ready for the next year.
Well, nobody reloads like you guys. All right. For those who want to attend, Saturday, April 23rd, the Battle Below the Clouds, the 7th annual barbecue cook-off. Like you said, the teams are all set, but if somebody's interested in saying, hey, this is, I love this cause, this is something I want to do in the future, what do they need to do? Just kind of show up and enjoy it and savor it?
Yeah, the whole festival side of it and the barbecue contest is free to the public. So if they want to come up and walk around, enjoy the bands, eat a little something, talk to the people that are competing, ask them how they, you know, make their barbecue, that is, again, free to the public. And would love to have everybody up. We're going to give away a big green egg. We're also going to give away some Braves tickets. And I believe they're for the Braves game where they're going to be presenting them with their World Series rings. Don't hold me to that, but I believe they are. And so there's some great giveaways that you can come sign up for, and we'd love to have you come enjoy the festivity. And if you're here and want to go through Ruby Falls, that's great, or do zip lines, that's great as well. Those have the regular admission tickets, but the Battle Below the Clouds is free to the general public, and the more people here, the merrier. We'd love to have you.
All right, Hugh, awesome job. Awesome job today. Awesome job with what you've done with Ruby Falls. It's fantastic. And listen, I know it is going to be highly, highly successful. Again, a great cause for the Battle Below the Clouds. We always appreciate your support of Press Row. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, anytime. Love you guys, man. Take care.
All righty. Hugh Morrow, the president and CEO of Ruby Falls, all around good dude. All right, 648-1051 is the number. We'll introduce the poll question when we come back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 95.3.